Ah, another Winner's Lounge with the fellas. What a treat.
What a treat.
Ladies, fellas, human beings of all ages, sizes, however you identify, whoever you are, wherever you are, welcome in to the DNVR Nuggets Winner's Lounge.
Let's go!
They beat the Suns Z team. Do we care? We don't, because we watched a Z team for 2 years.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the mud, Phoenix. Welcome into the DNVR Nuggets Winner's Lounge.
Let's go.
Brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Use promo code DNVR when I sign up. Here's what's on tap. When you sign up, excuse me, here's what's on tap tonight. Little fast recap, quick recap, brief recap, brisky recap.
Mate, dude.
Brisk.
I hope that intro to the recap is shorter than the recap. Or it's longer than the recap.
I think it might be. Then we're going to get into our big takeaways. We'll run through who impressed us tonight. And I know what you're all wondering. What's up with Jamal Murray? We won't speculate. We'll wait. We'll hear from Harrison Wind live in Ball Arena by the end of the show. So we'll get answers there as well as quotes, as well as updates. Let's introduce the crew. To my right, it's Eric Line Co., also known as D-Line.
What's up, guys? That was... Two prong. One, satisfying. Two, very boring. We beat the life out of... I can't believe Dev tried to convince everyone that the Suns could win.
I know, Dev.
That was the devil.
Those really earnest pro Phoenix takes
were so ridiculous.
The devil.
How embarrassing for you.
Dev, how are we doing our bets, though?
We did pretty good today. Today was a good day. You want to know why it was a good day?
Why?
Why is that, baby?
Because Dev... called a Munder.
Oh.
It was a Munder, baby.
Looks like Munder's back on the menu. All right, let's get into this fast recap, which will be, like I said, it'll be fast. So the Nuggets did not mess around, I thought, with the energy. I mean, the Suns did hit some nonsense to start this game. Some Torrey Craig banked threes, a step back mid-range Torrey Craig jumper. I don't know if you can tell. Nothing grinds my gears like Torrey Craig making shots. Where was that? I digress. The Suns hit some shots. The Nuggets also hit some shots. But more importantly, they made some passes. We talk about best teams taking on the personality, the persona of their best players. AG with a Jokic-esque, or I'm sorry, Michael Porter Jr. with a Jokic-esque outlet pass. And then AG with a Jokic-esque behind the back. Ball was popping. Vibes were flying around. And then even Michael Porter Jr. got in with a strong take, drive, and dunk at the rim. Hardly the bad boy Pistons in front of him out there tonight, but he was aggressive, and that was one of the early signs that the vibes could be percolating tonight. Jamal was the first guy off again, and it worked this time. Then KCP got really, really, really hot, and Bones Highlands hit his shots. And when Bones Highlands hits shots at home, that's what breaks the dam. If the starters have it and Bones have it in the same night, good luck, man. That momentum can get away from you really fast. Still a game after 134-28. Murray comes out, forces an eight-second violation to start the quarter.
Hell yeah, dude.
Then hits a big three on the other end. And then it gets to the bench featuring Murray. It's Bones, Murray, Bruce, Flacco, Najee. Now, the latter three are playing defense and grinding. The first two are hitting shots, particularly Bones, who's feeling it. This was one of the nights where that stagger worked. Again, not a great opponent, but you take what you can get. You know, what the Nuggets tried to do worked well for them tonight. They continued to pour it on from there. MPJ has another nice drive and dunk in the third quarter. There's some good defense from Aaron Gordon in the third quarter on Dwayne Washington. Vlacko with an awesome sequence. He has a sweet little entry pass to Jokic, and then he swats Mikal Bridges, who takes an early seat tonight. A lot of the starters for both teams took an early seat. It was a total blowout. Jack White got in. In the final minutes, hit a three, I think had a nice tip in, high five your nearest Australian. And when Jack White is in, much like the Bobo minutes of old, that's when you know things went very, very well. Some good minutes from the bench along the way, not to just gloss over it, but we'll get in to how every guy played tonight. Let's start, though, Eric, with your big takeaway after a game that looked well decided after about 12, 14 minutes.
The game was well decided well before it began. The Phoenix Suns had absolutely no shot in this game. The team that they put on the floor, I didn't recognize half of the players. The Denver Nuggets took care of business, though. That is the more important thing, is that the Nuggets did not play down to their competition. They weren't screwing around. They played the right way. They absolutely took it to the Suns. They embarrassed the Z Squad, which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take inferior opponents and put their faces down in the mud and then jump on the back of their heads and then punch them in the back.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Listen, I was an older brother, and I
know this. It sounded really petulant.
Yeah, dude, if it sounded real, talk to my younger brother, Scott. Point is that the Nuggets did everything that they were supposed to do. All the players came out. I'll say it. All the Nuggets are good. Every Nugget is good, except for DeAndre Jordan, who was the only player that didn't get in the actual game. But we don't hold it against him, though I just kind of did.
Yeah, you did. You did. Every other Nugget did play, like Eric said. One last thing I missed in the recap. Jamal Murray tweaked an ankle. It's a sprained left ankle. He left the game, did not return. We will probably hear from Harrison Wind on that by the end of the show. Dev, what's your big takeaway after a nice professional win there?
How professional it was. Mm. Just really taking care of business, and that from start to finish. And we've seen a lot of those in a row. These teams that you could call them not trap games, but just playing down to your opponents. We have not been seeing that as of late. And that just goes to show the maturation process. That shows the progression that they've made, and just pretty much the connectiveness that they're in right now. It's great to see them just go out and beat teams to sleep that they're supposed to beat to sleep. And tonight was definitely a snoozer, which is a great thing.
It's a good thing.
Honestly, it's a great thing to see the starters be able to sit for the entire fourth quarter. That's just a good spot to be in.
Strong agree, and I'm going to piggyback off of both of what you guys said. And for me, it's, okay, they got a poor process win against the Lakers, the shorthanded Lakers. Tonight, another shorthanded opponent, but good process. I thought Denver, for the most part, did what they set out to do, played the right way, played through Jokic, who had another incredible game, another Sombor double. We'll get to him. But yeah, if that was they fell off the horse a little bit in terms of process, but lucked out with a win, this was them getting right back on track in a game, as you pointed out, Dev, they easily could have lost focus. So yeah, man, just mature professional wins under this team's belt right now.
Yeah, for sure. And just to continue with another big takeaway just off of what you said, is the defense is just truly there. This is a team that you could have rolled over on, going up by a lot, just not caring about the defense. This is a game that you could have just experimented with or just stepped out of your element, and Denver decided to still lock in. This is a total of like 227. They made sure to munder them. They made sure to stay locked in the entire time and not let guys just go off. And that's starters as well as the bench unit. And that's just that's the maturity. Like, I think that is just a great spot to be in, and that's how you become a favorite. That's how you become a contender, is taking care of business on both sides of the ball.
That's how you become a one seed, right?
Hell yeah, dude. We took the one seed back. Man, I wish Memphis would just chill out a little bit.
A little bit.
Just chill out.
I really am hoping for that as well. In the meantime, Nuggets keeping pace. And
they're setting the pace, baby.
They're setting the pace. This is what I loved about the schedule when it came out. Yeah, okay, some games on the road in the beginning, that's tough. Murray's going to be working his way up to speed. That's what Jokic is for. And then by the time you get the tough opponents, in theory, you're rounding into form and you're playing at home. And it's all worked out that way for Denver. We talked a lot entering December about them needing to take advantage of this stretch. And boy, have they. They really have. So it's been encouraging.
Dude, it's beautiful.
Let's go player by player. Let's get into some specifics.
Let's go every player. Let's start with Jack
gritty.
White.
Let's just do the gritty. Let's start with Nikola Jokic.
Okay, he's pretty good.
I thought so. 21 points on 10 of 15 shooting. Did not take a three tonight, although he's been the lights just went out.
He almost took a three at the end of the Kale just ran.
Kale just knocked something over in the
take
dark.
Take you behind the scenes a little bit. The bar staff has not figured out that one of the switches is not for them. It actually turns off the lights in our studio. Happens almost every show. Kale has to run down.
In the dark.
In the dark, turn the lights back on, and he ran into something and said, ow, it was funny to all of us. Please go ahead, Brendan.
Okay, Jokic, 21 points on 10 of 15 shooting. Did not take any threes this time. I only bring that up because he's been taking them confidently. We've talked about how he appears to be feeling them. This game didn't call for it. He didn't take any. 18 rebounds, 14 defensive, 4 offensive, 9 assists to just 3 turnovers. He had a steal. plus 17. And here's the thing. He did it all in 28 minutes. How'd he do this? That makes him our DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game. We went to Murray last time because he had a season high and because you can give it to Jokic so many times.
I know.
But he did have a perfect triple-double. Felt right to circle back, give it to the big
guy. I was fighting on behalf of One Bones Highland. I was like, guys, he had a great outing. He scored at will. And then I was like, and I looked at the box score. I was like, oh, he scored the same amount as Jokic. Like, just effortlessly.
I know. It's
does
every
it
time.
Every night. This is just, like, Jokic, it's just like something else with this guy. Like, every time that you just think, you're like, oh, you know, he's kind of taking it easy. And then you're like, he has 18 rebounds? Like, what do you mean he has 18 rebounds? Like,
it's unbelievable.
Are you allowed to have that many rebounds?
His second jump is, because you know the pogo stick and he tips it to himself 100 times?
Yeah.
If you watch closely, so many guys, of course, naturally have to load up for that second jump. And Jokic, who admittedly doesn't jump high or far or explosively the first time, he never loads up. He just doot, 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 doot. And it's just so, the way he gets rebounds that a guy with his vertical has no Base business octopus. Getting is insane.
Yeah, it was great to see Jokic. I feel like in his game, he had fun with the game while still dominating. I'm not going to say that he did not try, but I think that this was him just being able to be open and not explore his game, but just do different things out there. He's, you know, back to the water polo passes. He's grabbing boards with one hand. He's doing up and under finishes. Just because he's having fun with it, and we're seeing him still be the most efficient player in basketball right now. And he goes 10 of 15 from the field right now. Just takes smart, fun shots around the rim, dominating. They had nobody for him, and he treated it like Eric treated his little brother, just being able to do whatever it is.
He just waited for any adult to leave the room, and they just beat the hell out
That's
of him.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
But, yeah, like 18 rebounds. Well, just like setting the tone. Like, this was not like a super fast-paced game or anything like that, but he just grabbed every single thing that came his way while still setting the tone offensively, while still anchoring the defensive end. So it's just great to see him put these type of games together because it's not just the scoring. It's not just the rebound. And he's doing every single thing, and I just love to see how fun it is to see, like, the rebounds go up one game, then assists, and then we're going to go straight points. And then
everything.
The average of the triple-double is just like, just have fun with it.
When I just looked at the box score, I was like, okay, yeah, he was also the leading scorer. He didn't even play a full game. Like he.
I know. And his 9 assists in 28 minutes, his season average will go down, of course, from 9.7. It'll make it that much harder to average a triple-double.
We need to revoke the king of the game. He had a bad game, according to vote.
He was so good, and I wanted to lead with him because, as we've touched on, and I was writing about this recently, this season, because we finally have something, other things to sink our teeth into, his greatness almost goes, you know, underappreciated, and it's every night right now. We are AJ, as Eric would say.
We're AJ, baby. Ever since Jay hit, dude, things have been different. The world is different. I don't know if you noticed that flowers smell better, that life is more joyful, that burgers taste more delicious. They're juicier. Haven't you noticed that after AJ?
Mm-hmm. I have noticed that.
Yeah.
I have noticed that.
The world is just a better, cleaner place, and I'm here for it, and I think we all are.
Jokic is one of the best floor raisers I've ever seen. These past seasons really helped highlight that. They also helped highlight why you need more than just a floor raiser. He sure missed Jamal Murray in that playoff series against the Suns. He had Jamal Murray in this game against the Suns. Let's talk about Jamal, who is now 17-3 against the Suns in his career. I believe heading into the night, he averaged more points in this matchup against the Suns than any other team in the league. And I thought tonight, you know, he was involved early with some tough shot making, 16 points on 6 of 13 shooting, 6 assists, 2 rebounds. I'm about to sneeze. Please cut away.
No, make it zoom in.
Make him sit in it. That's not something that's ever happened to me before. I've never thought about that. It's dangerous. You know what else is dangerous? Sneezing while driving. They don't tell you about that in driver's ed school, man.
Dude, it's just dangerous to drive.
That's true. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Let's talk about Jamal Murray, though. Dev, your impressions of Jamal in 25 and a half minutes tonight?
He looked great. Just being able to just score with ease, just get back into running the offense and playing within the flow of the offense and not just forcing shots. He's coming off of a game where I feel like he stepped away from the game plan and just wanted to show that he can score. And right now, this was just like a solid game for him. He's knocking down the three ball, creating space. Like now, he's actually being able to create space where he's taking fun shots and knocking them down, getting into the paint, not having to rely on just, you know, using his size or his strength and things like that. So I think it was great to just see him see the ball go through while being in the flow of the offense,
but not
pushing, you know, just shooting every single time. And I think that that's what a lot of people did. Was sad to see him get injured in this game or hurt. Just a small tweak, it looked like. Just coming down, very awkward. Wasn't like a full twist.
Right, didn't really roll it.
Yeah, it wasn't a roll. It was just kind of like a twist of just not landing correctly or correct. But then he also was able to walk off on his own power, went straight into the locker room. So I'm excited. I'm ready for Harrison to give us an update on that.
I love that take on Jamal because I strong agree. I thought it was kind of the best of both worlds in that some of the shots he did hit were really demoralizing, you know, and the kind of shots that he hits against Phoenix, a little FU on him a little bit.
Oh, full FU.
I don't know if he would agree with that, but to me, that's how it looks. Like just these really tough shots. Like, yeah, you better believe I was absent from that matchup and I'm back. But as Dev said, 16 points, only 13 shots, 6 assists. It was, he managed to get his in there without sort of jeopardizing or sacrificing what is the Nuggets at their best. Every starter in double digits, 21 from Bones, good Zeke minutes, like a real well-rounded effort.
Dude.
And Jamal managed to be a part of that while standing out at the same time.
Jamal Murray is, do we know for sure if he's back or not? I believe that he is.
God, don't do this.
I need some kind of. Is Jamal back? Oh, Mina, let's find out. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Is Jamal back?
Let's see what it could possibly be. Let me guess.
He's back.
Oh, he's back. Dude,
Jamal is so back, my guy. He is so goddamn back. I love the confidence he's playing with. I love the swagger. I love the quiet killer. The way that he goes in through traffic and just dribbles behind the back through his legs. Like he's just completely unbothered. He does, you know, he's making, like we saw in the Laker game, he got like a little loose with it, but tonight he like made the right plays in the context of him being, you know, like Jamal Murray, we want him to be the guy that pushes the envelope alongside Nikola Jokic, who steadies the ship, makes sure everything is going correctly. But like you want Jamal Murray to like sort of, to apply pressure to the other team by doing things that are not always expected and just being super devastating to just like hitting demoralizing threes, like driving to the rim, making good passes, like being the point guard out there, you know, when Jokic is typically like the de facto point guard, but like actually having the real point guard alongside Jokic. So you have two absolute floor generals on the floor with that starting unit, and then Jamal Murray able to stagger, come back on and be the starter that sticks around with the second unit, and the second unit then also does damage. It's a beautiful thing. Like it sounds like he's okay. Like it sounds like he tweaked his ankle, but it's not that big of a deal. But my God, man, Jamal Murray being back, like, we did a whole soliloquy, did a whole segment in the pregame about how we need to chill out and like not get too far ahead of ourselves and not fly too close to the sun. But my God, it's so difficult when Jamal Murray is just humming along like that, man. He's so goddamn good and it makes the Nuggets look invincible.
And you hit on a couple of things specifically that stood out tonight for me about Murray, which was that he was much better at that second unit. Now it helps a lot when Bones is just hitting shots, but I thought the way we've sort of said, does he feel involved with that unit? And Malone even challenged him to go put his fingerprints on it, make it yours, take charge. Felt like those minutes went better tonight. And then you mentioned his upgrade, you know, his evolution as a point guard, where this did start, you know, back in the bubble. I think the point guard skills as a whole had been creeping up, but specifically his entry passes, which used to be an area of improvement for him. You know, he and Gary were not great at it.
Nope.
I once asked Jokic, I think four maybe years ago now, if that's annoying. He said, to be honest, yes. Jamal's come a long way. He's not just good at entry passes now. He's probably the best on the team. And then it extends as well to the pick and roll. Even when he picks up his dribble, there are so many different windows and ways Jamal can get Jokic not just the ball, but in advantageous position. Yeah. You know that little outside shoulder, that's probably more accurate to say outside ankle one, where he drops it off to Yoke and Yoke kind of scoops and turns and scores in one motion. Like, there are all these ways that he's figured out, I think, how to distribute the ball that are a level up from Murray pre, you it's know, wild, 2-3 years
it's
ago.
It's wild to think that Jokic can be enhanced by another player, but like the two of them, those guys together are so complementary that it's just devastation for other teams. Like, if they're both going, like, forget it. Like, what are you going
to
do?
And that's been great to see, is like, I mean, their connection being rekindled.
Yep.
I mean, getting back to that zone where they just know what to do on the floor. And then in this game, just seeing Jamal be able to be with that second unit and run that the exact same way and be aggressive and see the ball, you know, run through him and get everyone else involved. Like, that's just great, because that's where I feel like he's getting back, is where he can lead
yep.
On the floor, but also be the point guard, be the yes. de facto guy when the ball is in his hands and make the right play. And like we said, there's things like the entry passing, things like making sure that, you know, everyone touches it, or just setting those screens and starting offense through different ways, or playing off ball. Like, you're just starting to see him get back to that rhythm in himself.
Let's get some quick thoughts on MPJ in before we hit the first break. Another one of those nights where, yeah, it's really not his night scoring. It's not a big box score night. There were some poor fouls defensively, but I thought, weak opponent, but I thought Porter, this is another one of those nights where you go, okay, he didn't shoot the ball great, but he was a part of the winning effort, in my opinion. Curious what you thought, Eric.
I thought he was perfect. Like, for what we need from Michael Porter Jr., like, he provide, you know, he hit a couple threes that were, I mean, it's hard to say that any shots after the first quarter were important, but, you know, like, he knocked down some corner threes. He hit a three in transition, if memory serves. Like, he made some dunks that were, you know, back-breaking, like,
whoa.
He made some dunks that were,
dude,
that were.
That was an accident, right? Just to be, come on, man.
Let me rephrase that. He made some dunks that were good, and it was devastating to the Phoenix psyche, which was already quite low coming into this game with none of their actual players on a second night of a back-to-back, which, again, from the NBA standpoint, is stealing from the fans. But I just liked I love that Michael Porter Jr. can be relied upon in a way that it's like, we're relying on him, but we're not.
Right.
The pressure's not there, but like, he's always there. And like, if he gets the ball at the right time in the right place, like, we watched him rise up for a corner three where
Mikal
Bridges,
who's
a very long player, but it just reminded you that like, Michael Porter Jr. is, his shot is unblockable. Like, if he wants it, he can have it. He can rise up over anybody. He's tall enough and he jumps high enough and his arms are long enough. Like, nobody's blocking that thing. So when he has confidence and he's rolling the way that he was at times tonight, like, it's perfect. And to be the third banana, the third fiddler, third whatever, fourth, I don't know. He and Aaron Gordon sort of like can play off of like, which night has a more advantageous matchup for that third scorer.
Right, sure.
It's, you know, like, how do you stop this Nuggets squad? I have no idea. Like, they have an answer for everything you want to do.
Do you have any MPJ thoughts?
Yeah, the thing is, we already know that he can shoot the piss out of the ball. But right now, we're starting to see other components of his game, and that's really what's standing out to me. I can think of great plays that he had in his game on the defensive end. I could remember plays of him stepping out on a guard on a pick and roll and holding his own, or creating a tough shot with his length, creating a tough shot with, you know, being able to move his feet. And those are just things that I was not seeing earlier in the year.
Right.
And then even bigger than that, and I think the major thing is, those two dunks were his most aggressive dunks.
Yeah, yes.
Those are things that we have not seen at all.
Yes.
If he adds that to his game after being able to knock down three-pointers, you're just super dangerous, because that's finesse. And that's like, you know, when we talk about those injuries, it was, can he dunk? Now he's dunking with like, you know, velocity. Like, people were around the rim and he didn't care. He's going out of his way to be able to dunk. And that's just like, great that his body is feeling as if it can go up with other people around, or
right.
if he's by himself. He used a pump fake today to get to the rim for a dunk. How many times can you think about that, like, throughout his entire career? So, like, just having those type of dunks, I haven't seen it, and that's scary.
Right.
So, as long as the defense is looking like that, as long as he's able to open up the rest of his game, you know, the shot's going to fall, and then that just makes them more dangerous.
Yeah, I think he has mentioned feeling like the athleticism is trending up,
yeah,
which was surprising, and I was, to be frank, you know, somewhat skeptical of that, just given the nature of his injuries. But that's encouraging within that context. I thought it was a good Michael Porter Jr. night.
And like another thing, like just, you know, when last we saw Michael Porter Jr. in the playoffs, like we were so reliant on him and it didn't go well. But it's like so nice that a guy that has the talent, but like maybe has had some physical limitations, like we don't have to rely on him to be a super physical player. We don't have to rely on him to like really get in there and bang and do all these things that could ultimately be, you know, could be not great for somebody in, that has gone through the surgery history that he has. Like it's like a perfect role for him. He's like found a really good niche, and I hope that he just like rides it and takes the most advantage.
Let's hit our first break. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, is also an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Let's go.
Usually we talk basketball here, but Wild Card Weekend is coming up.
Oh,
one of the ways I like to get more into the NFL playoffs, because I'm not following it the way I follow the Nugs.
Who cares?
Is with DraftKings Sportsbook. Everyone can get skin in the game. You don't have to watch your favorite team. The Denver Broncos aren't in the playoffs.
We know, Brandon.
Oh, sorry. But you can. You can be in the playoffs. All new and existing customers can get a no-sweat bet each day of the Wild Card round this weekend. Just place any NFL bet of your choice, and if it loses, you get free bet back up to $10. And the copies. You get a free bet back up to $10. Action so good, why bet NFL playoffs anywhere else? Did I ever tell you guys about that one time I hit a 10-leg parlay? Did you guys ever hear about that?
Yeah, that's literally the only story you've ever told us in your personal life. Do you have friends or are you in a relationship?
Well,
we know nothing about it.
Because the boost was on. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code DNVR. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL. Get 200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. It's DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Don't do your phonetic thing when you're giving out
the promo code. Yeah, it's DNVR.
Promo code.
Promo code DNVR. Playing golf is pretty sick. Playing golf when you look sick is even sicker.
So sick.
That's why I set all my friends up with Pins and Aces, the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We love our Pins and Aces gear. They're family owned too. I think family owned, Colorado located. That's our stuff right there. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, and yes, you've heard me get excited about this before, but let me do it one more time.
Oh, baby.
The innovative beer sleeve. It's not just enough to carry a six pack with you.
No, dude. You know what people who carry a six pack with them are doing?
What?
They're leaving a beer on the table.
They're leaving a beer on the table. Get the new beer sleeve. Seven beers that'll stay cold the entire round. Check out pinsandaces.com. Use code DNVR to receive 15% off your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com.
Let's go.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, welcome back.
Welcome back. KCP, Mr. Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
The cantankerous Pope, dude.
Kenny Pope. 4 of 5 from deep tonight. 5 of his 7 field goal attempts were threes. 4 of them went in. He did not turn the ball over. He had 2 steals. I feel like we've run out of ways for the understated kind of, oh man, what a great fit KCP has been. I'm kind of ready to open it up to like more kind of lauded. Just, he's been so good. And listen, this is coming from a guy who defended the way Healthy Barton fit into this starting lineup. It is such a massive upgrade, and probably would be even over the Healthy Will, which I still think is somewhat overlooked. I digress. His competitiveness, to me, like we talk about, are they going to have the effort tonight, Dev? To me, that never seems to be a question for KCP, ever. I mean,
the guy is just so consistent out there. Every single time, he just brings it. And he's just such a perfect fit. In this game, he truly did set the tone early in the game because he knocked down everything that came his way, got everyone involved where he forced timeouts, and he's getting cocky out there.
I love
the fact that he knocks down a shot and he knows it's going in.
Kentavious cocky
Pope. He's talking to his guys. working hard on both ends of the floor. And you just never see anyone upset with him, ever. He doesn't force any shots. He shoots the wide open one and just continues to work. He's a guy that's willing to be a role player. And even a night like this, he had it going for himself where he's knocking down everything, but he didn't step outside of who he was. And you need that type of consistency on a team. You need a veteran that's going to be able to actually contribute without having those type of nights where they're just like not themselves. So
yep.
It's just great to just see him in a role. And he's perfect for Denver. Just perfect.
He's perfect, dude. He's like...
Oh, contagious Caldwell Pope. That's good stuff, chat. That's good stuff. That word's kind of got a different connotation.
Contagious
right now.
Yeah. Caldwell Pope.
Contagious Caldwell Pope.
Yeah, he... I mean, truly, like, the cocky... I was going to say, like, the new nickname, the cocky Pope. I love the cocky Pope. He's perfect. And we say this every night. We're going to say it every night until he proves us that it's not true anymore. Disposition, it is the style of play, it is the fact that he is a consummate glue guy, an absolute professional, and a killer. Like, all of these things that you want, like he hit a couple transition threes that were not that the game was ever actually in the balance, but like just early on when it was like not, it wasn't quite to laugher status, and the cocky Pope just came down and put it right in their eye, and it's like, all right, like, let's just pack it up. Like, Phoenix at a certain point was like, okay, what are we doing here? The Pope is killing us. The Bones is killing us. Like, what are we doing? he's just, it just, you know, the further we move along down the road, like, the more confidence that this team gets and the more connected they become, as Harrison Wind has pointed out in one of his excellent writings that can be found on thednvr.com. Please check it out. It's available to all these days. I don't know. It's like, it just gives you such a sense of calm to have basically an adult out there on the floor at all times. Like, you don't have like Jalen Green out there.
That's it.
It's just like a guy that's going to make the right play. He can be completely invisible and then pop up and just be like, oh my God, there's KCP just like knocking down the right shot at the right time. Just extinguishing any hope that the other team might have, playing exceptional defense. And then you see him on the bench at the end of the game with Aaron Gordon just rocking out. Like, the vibes on this this squad are just, like, out of control. I love it.
Yeah, man. And Harrison Wynn had a good tweet tonight. You know, we talk about how he sells contact well. He gets all those illegal screen calls. But as Wynn pointed out, he also gets those calls because he's playing D. He's attached at all times. And then 4 or 5 from deep, you know, we talk so much about MPJ's shooting prowess with good reason. I mean, Kentavious has been... the number one guy where that shot leaves his hand and you're
being
like
the only person to refer to him simply as Kentavious this whole year.
Kenny. I like how the chat pointed out. He also just has a sick name. He sure does.
Kentavious.
But I mean, when that shot leaves his hand, it's as confident, I think, as anyone has any good reason to feel, you know, like outside of a Jokic floater. That thing is dropping 4 or 5 tonight. Good stuff from KCP.
The cocky Pope.
Aaron Gordon, 12 points, no rebounds tonight, two assists. Yeah, 0 rebounds tonight for Aaron Gordon, 2 assists, only 4-4 from the floor. Quiet night, only logs 23 minutes. Do you feel strongly one way or another about his minutes, Dev?
No, he's not having to play too much, which I think is great to just conserve his energy. And this was not a game that caused for him to be a junkyard dog. So why not use this as a game where you're still getting your cardio and, like, your rhythm with the team while being able to play? Like, we know that he's going to work hard every game. We know that he's going to go out there and compete when it calls for him to compete. And he was able to still stay within the flow of the offense and get easy finishes, finish around the rim. 4 or 4 from the field for 12 points. It's not great to see him not having to rebound, but if you have a guy getting 18 rebounds in the game,
yeah,
nobody really had the opportunity to rebound. So, like, this was a game that they made it a point to get out and transition and run. This is a point that they made sure to just get into the flow of, like, trying to work on different parts of their game, clearly. And he was a beneficiary on the other end of those long...
the water polo pass,
water polo passes and things like that. So... don't feel bad about Aaron Gordon's night. And also, he didn't even have to take a three-pointer in the game. Like, he was he just opened up a different part of his game while still having low minutes.
I know. I mean, the best thing you can say about Aaron Gordon is that you didn't really notice him, and he still was super dominant. I mean, right. And again, it's just like, what does it say about the Denver Nuggets? The Denver Nuggets are just a brutalizing force. They just are a slow, grinding inevitability that the other team has no ability at this moment in time. Like, you can't solve them. Like, if Aaron Gordon needed to, I'm sure he could have had like a really big night, but he absolutely didn't need to, so he just didn't. And that's fine. Like, it's beautiful that way. It's like all the parts of the machine are just like working in concert so that when you need this side to work, it works. And if not, like, all right, cool, you guys work. Let me know when I'm here. Like, if you need me to dunk the hell out of the ball and demoralize the team in this other way, like, I'm happy to do it. But, you know, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll just let my shoulder. Right. I mean, I love that, the echoes of the Christmas game are still felt. Like, Landry Shamet out. Aaron Gordon's shoulder still, like, doesn't look totally right. Like, but it's fine. Like, he just did exactly what was required.
Just hope the shoulder's okay. You know, not that stood out to me tonight, just in general. That's the big thing on him right now. I thought his defense was good tonight. Now, didn't have to guard Tatum out there or anything, but I thought he did a really good job tonight in that regard, and also quickly recognized that was his way to help the starters during his minutes tonight. And AG's just been amorphous in that way. He fills in the cracks, and it's awesome. Let's get to the bench, though, because there were some good bench minutes tonight. I'm going to start with one Zeke Nagy.
Yo.
If you were hoping to see this be a definitive Zeke Nagy is a good rebounder game, keep holding your breath. But we saw some good defense. He scored well on the interior. I thought he had some good cutting. Yeah. Finishes with 15 points, logs 19 minutes.
15 points is good.
And we kind of glossed over this. I mean, it's self-evident at this point looking at the rotation, but Malone is going with Zeke. That's the move now. And if and as he needs to turn to DeAndre Jordan, he will. But these are Zeke's opportunities. And despite the poor rebounding, I thought Zeke was good tonight.
Zeke is showing that he could be the backup center and protect the rim. Like, I feel like in every game now, he's getting a block or he's altering shots, trying to use his body. And this was a game that he was aggressive offensively, and we have not seen that in a very long time. He even felt the need to be able to step out and shoot the three ball, and that is something that we just haven't not seen much of as of late. He's just been inside only. So being able to have that spacing and get back to being able to shoot the three ball, get inside and bang and just try to finish around the rim is great. Yes, you want him to rebound just like the same, with Aaron Gordon. But that was just not the issue for Denver tonight. Rebounds was not what was, called for in these type of positions. And also, he did that while other guys on the bench had it going on offensively and just showed that he could fit in. So I feel like Denver has their situational type of centers, and Zeke has now earned the minutes to be able to play in this time. And he's making sure that he puts the good games together in a row. So I think this was a promising night from Zeke.
Yeah, he was good. He played well.
Are you in favor of the Zeke minutes in general?
I mean, I think he's clearly the best option more nights than he isn't. Like, he's young and spry. He's got to work on his hands still a little bit. Like, I feel like he gets the ball knocked away from him, and that's part of the rebounding trouble.
Yeah.
But he was kind of a beast inside. Like, he was putting balls back in. He was dunking it. Like, we saw the return of the outside shot. Like, I am all for getting Zeke Nagy raised or in a confidence level, like raising his confidence, getting him time on the floor, and you're seeing it. Like, it starts to pay dividends. Like, you know, it is important for just guys to feel good about themselves and you know, remember that they do possess elite basketball skills, which is why they're in the league in the first place. And he's just a prime example of that. Like, his confidence was completely sapped, and he just looked hapless out there. And now it's like, okay, he's getting stronger. He's looking a little bit better. And so, yeah, I'm all about it.
I think we have Harrison Wynn.
We do.
From Ball Arena. Let's get him on the show. What? Oh, that's a shot of the ceiling.
Is Harrison's being abducted by aliens?
This is distressing.
He's sucked up into the light. Harrison, don't look at the light.
Harrison, shake the camera if you're okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We'll wait on Harrison.
Is Harrison being probed?
That's actually genuinely concerning. I hope we didn't just...
he's back.
There's no way.
There he is.
Let's go.
Spaceship.
Harrison, another professional mature win from Denver over a ragtag opponent. What do you got from us here from Ball Arena after a blowout win?
I'm more curious about what you guys were saying just before I got on.
Well, check the tape. It looked very clearly as though you were being sucked into some sort of alien spaceship. Now, upon reflection, I think it may have just been the
internet connection.
Well, I think it may have been the ceiling of Ball Arena, but I can't be certain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my Wi-Fi never works here, so I was trying to get it on my phone. But that definitely didn't work either. So.
We love it, folks. We love it. But we got you. Connection seems good. Just get into it, man. Talk to us about what you heard and saw tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this was just an awesome win, I thought, for Denver. Like, they just took care of business tonight. This game just felt like it was in control from the opening tip. Denver did its job. They didn't play down to their level of competition, and you know, that's what Michael Malone's biggest message was post-game. You know, he like hammered it into his guys pre-game that the Suns can still be dangerous even though they're down all these guys. I mean, Malone watched that Warriors game last night.
Yep.
When the Suns almost had that huge comeback in the fourth quarter, and like he drilled that into his guys pre-game. He had this great quote pre-game where he was like, "You guys might not know who Dwayne Washington Jr. is, but you'll know after tonight."
Yeah.
And they actually did a great job on Dwayne Washington. Only 8 points after he had a huge game against Golden State last night. So that was Malone's biggest message. And then he just talked about the energy from the bench tonight. I mean, the second unit was a big storyline, of course. Bones was great. Zeke Nnaji was great. Just that second unit with Zeke and Vlatko, the energy in the feel is just totally different. With them on the floor compared to who Denver was playing earlier this season. So he just really complimented the entire team for just their all-around effort from the opening tip tonight. You know, he didn't need to call a timeout in the second quarter.
Good point.
In the third quarter to get his team to lock in. They kind of did it themselves. So he was just really happy with the effort tonight.
I don't want to cut the line because I'm sure you're going to get there. Chat's a little antsy for Jamal Murray updates. Is there anything?
It was just a sprinkle. Nobody is really concerned. So really good news there. It was a little scary, but yeah, seems like good news, pretty minor. I wouldn't be worried about it.
What cool. kind of mood was Malone in after that, you know, performance?
He was in a great mood. He really was. I mean, he loved the defense for sure. 97 points, first Munder in a while, I think. So he was just pleased. Like, this was a Michael Malone type of win. This is how he wanted to see his team play.
Strong agree. The mood's been good on this show as well.
I could be in a better mood, I'll be honest.
I'll say, like, the vibe around the Nuggets right now is as good as I've ever seen it. I'm not going to lie, man. For a stretch of the regular season, it's maybe the best just overall vibe I've seen in, you know, 6-7 years around this team. The roster, the coaching staff, everybody is just kind of in great spirits and, you know, obviously so optimistic about what can happen.
Love it. Love it. What else do you got for us, quote-wise, update-wise?
So I got some stuff on Zeke and Bones Highland, who both spoke. Zeke right now was saying how the biggest thing for this team is they just can't get complacent.
Mm-hmm.
They're number one in the West right now. They're playing great, but I'm assuming he was just kind of expanding on what Mike Malone's message has been, but it's about building championship habits right now, and they just can't, you know, be satisfied of where they're at. And then Zeke was talking about the biggest thing he's learned from Nikola Jokic so far. And he said the biggest thing he's learned is just that he needs to play at his own pace. You know, Joker plays at his own pace like better than anybody in the NBA. And Zeke said he's taken that from him and just kind of told himself to slow down and just kind of just lock in possession by possession. And then Zeke was also talking about how big of a help DeAndre Jordan has been to him. Obviously, those guys are competing for minutes. But Zeke says that DJ has just been an awesome teammate. On the bench, in the locker room, he's just always in his ear, giving him advice and just kind of being that extra coach on the sideline.
You hear that a lot, man. I mean, I know it's the kind of point the media can get obsessed with and ham up, but I think we're bringing it up because we're hearing it so often.
Yeah, no, DeAndre Jordan from that aspect has been a massive help, like a massive plus for this team in that area. And then we talked to Bones as well tonight. Bones says, it felt like I was shooting a rock in the ocean.
Love it. I absolutely believe
him on that. He was talking about just playing with Jamal and how that partnership is going. And this was actually pretty insightful. He said, you know, I felt like when it was just me out there with that second unit, all the defensive attention was on me. Everybody was focused on me. Mm. Now with Jamal on the floor, it's much more open. You know, the driving lanes are there more. The defense is more spread out. I don't have all that focus on me. So he said that, you know, those two are getting more comfortable by the game, and it's definitely showing with the second unit. And then Bones was talking about Zeke Nagy as well and just his development. And we've got a nickname for Zeke Nagy, guys. I need your input on this.
Oh, here we go.
I'm the official arbiter of this. Let's go.
Z-Dog.
Whoa! Z-Dog.
See?
Dev, your initial thoughts?
It wouldn't work for anybody I know in this world.
Yeah.
But it works for him. Like High School Musical type vibes from him. And I don't know. He shouldn't say that out loud.
High School Musical.
What about Z-Line? What do we think of that?
Better. Wait.
Z-Dog. Yeah, is it Dawg? D-A-W-G? Or is it D-O-G?
That's a good question. Not 100% sure on that.
Okay, cool.
But Bonesheim was talking about Z-Dog. He said, Z-Dog, he's so much more patient now. I'm so proud of Zeke. He's come a long way. He's so versatile. He can sit down and guard.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, grown a lot in his role. So but Bones is pretty, you know, happy with how far he's come. And then, you know, finally Bones was just talking about the locker room, and we've heard about a lot this year about how great the vibe is in there, how great the chemistry is. Bruce Brown two nights ago just said that this is the best locker room that he's ever been in. Granted, he was coming from the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I have a bar to clear, but I think it's legit, man. And Bones was talking about it today. He said the locker room this year is a way different vibe from the locker room last year. And the only reason he gave was just because he said that this year they could kind of put a bad loss away quicker than they were able to last year for the season. Like they could cut their mistakes easier than they did last year. I don't know if there's anything else to it, but I just thought that was interesting.
So what do we like better, Z-Dog or P-Watt?
I like P-Watt.
I like P-Watt better.
P-Watt, so no. Sounds like P-Watt. It's not even close.
Oh, by the way, the chat is on fire tonight. They're so good.
When I think that I've noticed that as well. And, you know, I have to imagine that there's just, whether anyone would admit it or not, there was an air of futility in coming to work every day last year. Whereas I would think now,
purgatory,
it's a bit more the opposite, where every night is a chance to get better and do something special together. I would be excited to play for that team too.
Yeah, and I mean, they've got a ton of new guys this year, too. KCP, Bruce Brown, obviously.
Yep.
Like, they have 7-8 new players on this team this year, more than last year. So it's definitely notable how tight-knit this group is, for sure.
All right, anything else for us, Wynn?
That's all I got, man. I mean, the final thing I'll say is the crowds at Ball Arena have been awesome this year. Like, Denver's way up there in attendance. I think they're top three. I think they might be second in attendance this year, home attendance.
Really?
The crowds have been awesome. This was another great crowd tonight. So, I mean, Nuggets fans have brought it this year. And I definitely think it's contributing to the Nuggets being unbeatable at home.
Dude,
I mean,
Denver is a Denver's a basketball town. It's never an off season for talking Nuggets. Yeah.
All right, Wynn, we appreciate it, man. Get home safe. Looking forward to reading your piece tomorrow, dude. Now he has to write one.
Yeah.
Got him. Fellas, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about a couple of guys that stood out. Maybe go around the association. We'll wrap up quickly. Throw some more vibes in there before we go. You know what I mean?
I'm chock full of vibes. I'm ready to let him go.
When the vibes are just too bright and just too immaculate, you don't want to turn the vibes down. You just want to find a solid pair of sunglasses. We have a new partner that should be able to help you out with just that. Kick off the new year with new gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, so much more. Wide range of styles. We all just got to, listen, one of the fun parts about hosting a pod, get some free stuff sometimes. And we all just got to take a look at the Shady Ray list and a lot of different types of sunglasses.
Yeah, man.
Every different type of sunglass guy or gal can do their shopping at Shady Rays.
Oh, there's so many different options. Like, the variety is crazy. And also, I just feel super cool when I'm in the car with my shades on. That's the only time I wear them. I don't wear shades. Mm-hmm. I need to start wearing shades indoors.
I like that look for you. I'll probably
squint under, though, so just kind of.
I like that look. I want to see you in some big reflective aviators, maybe a classic sort of Wayfair type design. Honestly, all of the sunglasses on Shady Rays, I can't wear sunglasses. I'm not an attractive person. Everybody knows this. I have a weird shaped head.
Bingo.
Or a hat all the time.
I think you're more handsome than you give yourself credit for.
I'll say it.
All right.
I'll fish that right out of there.
I'm not afraid.
Okay. Listen, even I can envision myself looking stylish in these Shady Rays sunglasses. Check them out.
Love it, man. Love it. And it's a call to action. We're not just telling you this for fun.
No, dude.
We've got a deal. Our podcast listeners can use the code, listen up, it's complicated, DNVR. Write that down.
It's not Denver.
Use code DNVR. Visit them in-store at the Park Meadows Mall for 50% off.
Holy
smokes. Two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over, 200,000 people? That's a lot of reviews, dude. That's a lot of reviews. A lot of new stuff to plug during this break. Like that little, you see in the key there, you see that beer case? See right there?
There it is, baby.
This is a new beer from Breckenridge Brewery, the official brewery and beer of DNVR. It's the Mile High City Golden Ale. No longer the Coppa Lager. It's the Golden Ale. And this one is Real Nuggets themed. Retro. It's got the sweet kind of rainbow skyline thing going on. It's the kind of can you're going to drink and want to leave in your man cave or woman cave because it looks dope. And when you come to our watch party on Friday, you're going to get to drink some of that beer. You're going to get to watch the Nuggets with us. And you get first dibs on the new Maxi Minor Sombor Shuffle shirt. What if I told you that Eric Weedham, aka D-Line Co., got to use official Nuggets licensing when making a shirt?
That's right.
What if I told you he got to use Maxi Minor?
That's right.
You would say, I want that shirt. We'll come to the party on Friday and check out the Mile High City Golden Ale. Punch that thing into the Breck Beer locator and you'll find it. What a convenient tool. Finally, I want to talk to you guys about Game Time because, oh man, you got to see the Denver Nuggets and Ball Arena this year. Wind was not lying and I have been in the building a lot. The crowds have been amazing. The vibes are immaculate.
God damn it.
So you're going to want to check out the Game Time app because it's really a dating app if you think about it. It connects those people who want to get rid of their tickets at the last with those people who want to buy tickets.
Just to be clear, you don't have to meet the person at a bar.
No swiping. You don't have to talk to them, really. It's not a dating app.
It's in no way a dating app.
It's a ticketing app, and you can use the link in our show description on YouTube or in the podcast description. That's the best way to help us. Use that link. And join millions of people who are finding their best tickets on their local basketball teams using Game Time. And finally, fellas, we're back. Finish up. I think we talked a lot about Bones. I just wanted to say the shot making is elite. And I mean, for like off the bench for a young guy, shot making from three, like elite's a strong word, but it's.
No, it's elite.
It's not like role player. It's something beyond
it's
that.
It's higher than role player, yes.
It's incredible, man. And when those shots are falling at home, we talked about it, it just breaks the dam. I mean, it's okay. The starters play well. Then you got to win these non-Jokic minutes. If Bones is going 5 of 7 from three, like,
oh, forget it.
It's an avalanche, man.
Forget it.
You're buried in ball.
Oh, you're having
what? Arena.
You're having a rough night, really. Yeah. He's knocking down everything.
The starters, I thought you meant Brendan. Nah, I agree with both points.
So did I. The starters come out and blitz you, and then you have a guy come off of the bench that could just like be lights out. And dangerous, and I feel like he missed his first shot, and then he was just like, okay, let me find the rhythm. He's stopping in transition and knocking down the three ball. We already know what that type of speed and quickness could do when he's in the open court, but being able to just stop on the dime and knock down the three ball, that's just great, and we got to see a lot of them get knocked down in a row to where we're like, is Bones back? Like there was a
bring small, up the his bones back barometer.
there was a tough spot that he was in, and now it's a thing of the past where he's playing good ball. He's fitting in with that second unit. He's being aggressive, and it's because the offense is just coming so more freely when he's knocking down shots. He was he tied for leading scorer with Jokic in this game, and that was off of the bench. And just being able to find the zone. So just love the type of basketball he's playing and the ability to score but also get others involved.
Dude, I promise you when this game like really hit home for the Suns fans that like this was not going to be a good night for them is when Bones started to roll and he started to hit three-pointers and it was like, oh, no.
Yep.
I tweeted out like, hey, Phoenix, meet Bones Highland. You may remember him actually from the Christmas game when he made that awesome layup and then laid down on the floor and was pictured staring at the camera. Was that the Lakers? I don't mind. Doesn't matter. Point being, like, it's exactly as Dev just said. Like, Bones Highland is a second-year player. He's been tasked, as he says, with running that second unit, and oftentimes there's far too much pressure on him to be the sole focus of that offense. And sometimes, he's pressed, and sometimes he's put himself and been put into situations that are largely unfair to him. But you could see, like, this is a lesson for people in general, like, human beings get better. Like, people improve at their job. Like, what they are right now is like not perfect, not a finished product. Bones is exactly that. He possesses such elite shot making that you just can't take for granted in this league. And like, you start to see him working into the facilitator role more. And like, some days he's doing really good at that. Other days he's just strictly a scorer. Then you see on a night like tonight, he's also like getting into passing lanes, making steals, just being generally disruptive. Like, he definitely has shortcomings at times, but like, this kid is getting better and better. And to have a scorer like that is just so unpredictable and so unstoppable, and you have to start guarding it 40 feet out, like, man, like, the sky is the limit for what this kid is going to be in this league. And it's just like, the more patience we have with him, or that you allow yourself to have with him as a fan base, like, the more it's going to pay off. Like, it's just, dude, Bones is just like another solid pickup by the Denver Nuggets. Great.
You can feel it, man. The city's feeling it. The city is ready for the run they were promised. Long way to go. But on January 11, it could be going one of two ways. It's going the way we want it to go so far. Exciting stuff. Another good win. Kale, let's hit some super chats before we get out of here.
Let's go.
Walter Worthy, $10.
Our homie.
Torn between watching DNVR or PHNX live stream.
Yeah, dude. Schadenfreude.
Turning down the soul nourishing vitamin D patch sun's tears is difficult, but you guys are the best. All the Nuggets are good.
Listen, man, I'll be watching it too, but I'm stuck doing this stupid show.
Thanks for that one, Walter.
Shout out, Walter. Shout out all the super chatters like THTR201. you know that guy. $5 to say Denver is fourth in defensive rating since MPJ came back. 10 games. Fifth in defensive rating over their last 15 games. You love to see it.
You love to see them be able to do it on that end of the floor. And defense wins championships, I once heard.
And this was not something that was overlooked by this podcast and this company. Our very own Harrison Wynn had a story about this. Like, don't be surprised if MPJ coming back helps to fix the defense.
We talked about it a lot.
This is not a surprise to us.
One of the MOs and the philosophies of this front office, size matters in basketball.
Length, baby.
Svetislav
Yep.
Kasapinovich.
Sure. Ooh, that was good.
That wasn't that bad, right? Like, less than $1 sure. super definitely chat wrong. Only for Mr. Modest. Go nuts.
Let's go.
Happy birthday to our fearless leader. Hope you're feeling better.
I hope you've lost your fear.
Nick Trumbo, $5. Love that vote sticks exclusively to the Spider-Man and Two Towers quotes. I can always relate. It's true. Those are two of the three things that I've seen.
It is if you're like, what is vote referencing? Go through the checklist. Number one, is this about Pokemon?
It's actually pronounced Pokemon.
Number two, is this about some weird cartoon he watched as a child that the rest of us didn't because we're not as young as he did?
Mm-hmm.
That's number two.
And then three is Salt Bay.
That's right.
My man loves salt.
I love the Salt Bay. That is true. That's underrated part about
boy.
Me. I sneak it into a lot of analogies. It's not my best streak. Daniel Walters chimes in to say the different ways Nuggets can offensively dominate in the playoffs. One, connected. Two, Jokic dominance. Three, Murray ISO. Four, Bones barrage. Exciting. Dude, I agree, man.
It's so true.
You're so right. You're so dead on.
It's so true. What else do we got?
Connectedness,
Mark Han Sosha. That's a nice name. $2. There's an eclipse in Phoenix. Go Nugs. No. Eric, an eclipse is when...
That actually says no Nugs. I don't know if that's...
Oh.
An eclipse is when a sun is blocked out by...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure everyone gets that. Joseph Kamandari, $5. First super chat ever.
Let's go!
Let's go. Longtime fan, but usually not free to watch the post game live. Can't wait to meet y'all on Sunday. Dev's the goat.
Dude.
I didn't even see that one. Middle was good. I can't wait to meet you.
That thing
ended
terribly. I hope I never meet you.
Oh, man. I didn't see that one. And I loved it, actually.
Look at Dev light up.
I appreciated it.
Yeah. What is he referencing? Sunday takeover.
Takeover.
We're having a takeover on Sunday. We still have bus tickets left.
Bus-only tickets are available for that takeover. So if you want in on the trip, the bar, the party, you already have your Nuggets tickets, check out the website, the events tab, bus-only tickets for sale. As far as the standard takeover package, that sucker sold out. Whoop. It's going to be a big one.
But we have another one coming up in the future. We have the Atlanta game in like about a month, few weeks.
Yeah, not long after that, in February. All right, let's keep it moving. Appreciate it, though. $5. Nuggets and four. I've been to 14 games this year, and Nuggets win every time. It's been unbelievable.
Dude.
Get to the next game, fella.
Thank you.
Please do. Gluten, major lurker here, thought I'd say hi tonight. Dude, thank you, Gluten. We appreciate it.
Man, wait, what a profile picture.
I know, that was good. Beast, $46, $2 to say, MPJ and Murray's defense is now better than good.
It's so true, man. You know why? Connectedness. The Nuggets are connected. They are connected on offense. They are connected on defense. They have formed fully into a Voltron-type defense and offense. They can't be stopped. Let's go.
I feel connected to all of you, except for the ones that don't want to feel connected to me. Trent McAteer, $2. Christian Brown has that Dow.
Dow, get it. C-Dow.
C-Dow. Hey, C-Dow.
For the podcast listeners, he spelled it. All right, you get it. And it's not a winner's lounge unless Gordon Glazner doesn't matter.
He's trying to say Nug Hype.
Nug Hype this killing. Send Sherlock to investigate the scene of the brutal munder of the Sun's pride.
A brutal munder.
Listen.
Gordon's the best.
I would love to dance on the grave of the Suns tonight, but the Suns, that wasn't even the Suns.
Wait, hang on. I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know what? Screw that. Let's go.
I actually started reading some primary original Sherlock Holmes. Kind of mid.
Is that explain the outfit tonight?
Oh, God. I knew I should have stayed home today.
Are you going to produce a pipe at a certain point?
Oh, my God. You know I have a wooden pipe? That's what
Hold on. Whoa! I'm so shocked.
Matthew,
I didn't see it coming.
Is anyone else out there you have a dream job and then it turns out your dream job is getting made fun of by?
It's okay. A nightmare, dude.
$5 for Matthew
Bryan.
Everything
that's good is actually bad. You haven't figured this out?
I'm learning it quickly. Suns in four? Yeah. Suns are in for a long season.
Yeah.
He laughed at his own.
He laughed at his own.
That's good stuff, Matthew. As we wrap up the Super Chats, we want to encourage you, toss a like if you're digging the show. Goes a long way for the fellas. Lance Wilson, $5 to say, are teams going to keep mailing it in when they come to Denver and not play their best players? I'm noticing a trend. You know what, Lance? You're probably going to lose anyway, so it seems like a good rest game. But you're for real. That is an emerging kind of story. Dude, here.
Honestly, like, disgusting. Like, don't teams, like, want... I don't know. This is, like, this is what gets me closest to the NBA season is too long guy when teams are punting on what would be a challenge. They're like, it's going to be too hard. Like, why try if it's hard? I hate that, man.
I would be so pissed off if we had to just, like, see guys that are not injured at all not give their best shot at another team. Like, just to see, like, you want to gauge where you are as a team. And, yeah, like, they're like,
we know we can't do it. Hey, we're not
gonna,
good.
We're going to sit Jokic and Jamal every time we play a top five team. Every time.
We're going to L.A. It means when Jokic's not playing. Yeah, you guys are lame, dude.
Stay out of clubs out there.
So weak, dude. So goddamn weak.
All right, whenever you guys are done. James Jimmy, Super Chat.
Watch you, we're not done.
$10. No, it was good banter. The most immaculatest of vibes. That's right, James Jimmy.
Love it, dude. Love it, love it, love it.
That's right, James Jimmy. What else do we got? Terrence Van Leeu. $2 to say the Spurs had one job. Yeah.
It's all right.
Quick ETA. Did the Spurs win? No, they didn't. They lost. What else do we got? Jack Neiman. $2. I will always be one of KCP's bishops. Pray to Pope.
Pray to Pope. Pray to Pope. Pray to Pope. Yes.
Eric's influence on this fan base. David Gonzalez, $5. Yes, it's an injured Suns game, but y'all jinxing that the Denver Nuggets don't blow teams out or what? They are starting to blow teams out. It turns out all they needed was for teams to not bring their best players, and then the blowouts would come rolling in.
Yeah, all they need to do is just play against the Suns or children, and they'll beat the hell out of either one.
What a fun show. Trent McAteer. The season a weird place in that one. Denver has 300 days of sunshine a year, but the Suns didn't show up.
Yeah, this game gave me seasonal affected depression, dude. No Suns. Jack White 3.
Jack Ben Mack, the homie. Jack White 3.
Speaking of Jack White's 3, the bench went berserk when he made his 3.
Oh, yeah.
If you get Jack White minutes and then a Jack White 3-pointer, oh, man. Oh, man.
I like Jack White. I do.
Me too.
Finally, let's wrap up with Alejandro Botello, who paid $10 to say, the LA game was an outlier. We got back to connected basketball and are morphing into our best version.
Hell yes.
If you're not top 3 in your conference, you're getting clapped. We are for real. Time for a parade.
For the parade, baby.
No, it's not time. We still have a half a season left. Everyone contain their feelings.
No one used the S word.
I didn't. I just did. Let's remember a great poet once said, be humble.
Be humble. Don't fly too close to the Suns. That's going to do it for us here from the Winner's Lounge.
Oh, we got another one.
Oh, we got one more here.
One last.
Kapp, $5. Adam, Devin, vote. We're connected tonight, even without Adam to lead the way. Love you guys. You are the sunshine of my life.
What the hell? Hey, no, wait. you weren't in that.
Jason, I wasn't.
My boy. That's what I'm talking about, Adam's man. Right. Hold on, wait. Let the people that do something around here get the conversation. Vote. Vote. What say you?
I thought everyone was connected.
God damn it.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, everyone else. We're going to get out of here before D-Line explodes. Talk to you soon.
Love it.